Break your fingers.
Bring it. Hello, you are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM live from Thunderbird Radio Hell.
Yeah.
So back after last week when we did 24 straight hours of the same show. So obviously we ran out of stuff to say and that's it, show's over, bye. Anyways, I'm Ben, I'm joined in studio by one of the artists, one of who played on the show last week, from Wick White's Hair, Darren.
Hello, hi.
How's it going?
Fantastic.
It's,
The chords here are really something else.
Okay, is this even, it sounds weird.
That's there?
Yeah.
Better?
Maybe. Chris would be yelling at you now. It's like,
come on!
Thank you for coming. How did you have a good time last week? So you were the last band that played.
We were the last band to play.
The Jammed.
That was great. It was nice. Good people. Corey Ratch was here.
Yeah, Corey Ratch was
Parmita
here.
Parmita was here. It was fun.
Yeah.
We had a good jam.
Did you listen to any other parts of the show?
I listened to the Bleeding Hearts.
Yeah, at 7 in the morning.
At 7 on the way to school. I listened to...
No, that's all right. So the early parts, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Well, everyone I know sort of listened to... Well, not everyone I know, but my parents didn't, but a lot of people I know...
Come on, Mom.
Listened to bits and pieces of it. Yeah, Happy Mother's Day.
Happy Mother's
Day. She's getting my 24 hours of podcasts.
Yeah.
That's a present.
7 CD set.
That's a present.
That'd be awesome.
Anyways, well, why don't we just... You came here and... you bought some records. Well, you bought two.
Three. Two records and a 7-inch.
And you found something in the background, whatever.
Yeah, I'm ready.
Yeah.
Wow, you got the collection here.
Yeah, yeah. So we're starting off with some... what are we starting off with?
It's Bonnie Prince Billy and the Cairo Gang. It's the new 10-inch. It's a 10-inch? Yeah, it's a 10-inch that came out to support Haiti.
Sweet. Okay, so, here we go. Let's see if it works on CITR. And I rally.
upon the ones buried together. No names and still we recall as ones who died together. One is now silent while one can love his brother. And I rally. We'll be right back. They don't even touch the snow.
You are back. Not that you went away. You might have. I don't know. We are back.
I went to Luke Mead's office.
From what you heard was Machu Picchu.
Yes.
All I Want for Christmas is a Hoverboard.
Yes, Steve Nelson.
Which is, this is on the Music Waste Christmas sort of, what was it called?
Juice? No, it wasn't Music Waste. It was, I forget what that compilation was called. But it was the, no, it was the Christmas.
Yeah, it's a Christmas, but it was because it's Cam Reed that was involved.
So oh, I just yeah. assume so it must be Music Waste.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think you're right. Yeah. Yeah.
It was but, it was like a yeah, it was a music what it was the same time as that video. The whole my memory's so bad. Oh, it's Jesus. only a year ago.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And Machu Picchu, I remember they did their self they did an encore at Shindig.
Oh.
They chose to do it, and what the hell is that?
What's that?
It's a blue light.
Oh, someone's calling.
Oh, yeah. They chose to do an encore.
Bobby Patrick.
And they did, yeah, Patrick. Great. Play some role model. they did an encore, and nobody asked them to, but they did anyway. But it was awesome because they're the best.
That's fine. And Steve Nelson
lives in New York again.
Oh, he got. Oh,
I guess he's back there. Yeah, I think he is. I'm pretty sure he is. Yeah.
Because last time I was in Toronto, I saw him because he was in New York and then he had to cross the border.
Yeah.
To go to a wedding or something or something.
Yeah, he came back and to Canada and then he couldn't go back.
Yeah, because he's been in New York in the States for too long. He can only go for so long. But so he snuck across the border and he's gone.
I guess, yeah. I don't really know the story, but it's awesome.
Yeah, I saw him at a show when I went to see our friend Chris McLaughlin.
Yes.
Not that Chris was playing. I think Steve Nelson was playing. I got there too late.
Oh.
And then I ended up seeing comedy. He opened up for a bunch of comedy show.
Steve Nelson did?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Cool. But he's the best.
At a place called,
Communist Daughter.
No. It's two words. Parts and Labor. Parts
the
and Labor.
The band?
No, I think it's an actual venue called Parts and Labor.
Oh, okay.
It's my memory is gone. What's
it's over. It's over, man.
It's over.
It's 24 hours.
Yeah. Okay. Before that, we play some of the ladies.
The ladies.
What is this? What?
Featuring the drummer from Hella and the guy from Pinback, Rob, whatever. And
ladies at all.
No ladies. two dudes. Yeah. And beautiful. And the first song was the Bonnie Prince Billy.
Yeah.
The Haiti fundraiser, 10-inch or whatever.
Okay, awesome. Okay, moving on. We're going to play more music. This is a 7-inch special that you have.
Yes.
What is it? Who is it?
Why? It's the Adrian Teacher.
Who is a member of Rick White's Hair.
A member of Rick White's Hair.
It's the only thing he's in ever.
That's it. Yeah, nothing else important. MasterChef.
Yeah.
And it's called Shoot the Rapids. It's an older 7-inch.
All right. Here we go.
Yes.
On CITR.
Yes.
Place with trees. somewhere to play in the sand. Well, I salute you when you hold your gun. I shade my eyes from the burning yellow sun. You shoot my heart and then you start to run. Yeah, and there and everywhere I know. Do-do-do-do. 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 Go back home. Sorry, but I have to leave. Remember what we learned. Let go of my t-shirt sleeve. Well, I salute you when you hold your gun. Shade my eyes from the burning yellow sun. Shoot my heart and then you start to run. Here and there and in my eyes and I think I am dying. It's a matter of opinion. Shoot the rapids, baby. Oh, my darling, I surrender. I'm on my knees and I'm just as tall.
Know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union Building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
Of God, it's worshiping. Just watch. Nailed it.
I know you have to work, you have to get up early.
but I love the night. Love to see you in the night when the sun goes down, darkness covers up this rattle town. Wish you would come down the stairs, pick up a control air. We can play NBA Jam. You can be Sean Kemp, I can be Chris Mullins. And when Sean Kemp is on fire, know that you and me are on fire. Why do you have to go to sleep? Oh, it's only 9:30. I know you have to work, you have to get up early. But I love the night, love to see you in the night when the sun goes down, darkness covers up his wrap.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Ah, this button's useless.
What's that?
Sorry. You are listening to CITR Radio 101.9 FM. My name is Ben, joined by Darren.
Yes.
From Rick White's hair.
Rick White's hair.
Yeah. Are you anything else? Are you joining anything else? No?
No, we got some project talks on the go. Wet Nurse. Currently in talks.
What about...
That's it.
What was the gravy one?
The what?
Oh, that's not a band, was it? I was just trying to think of you. What was the last Facebook status about gravy something? That was
I've got this idea that we're going to start like a food related team called Gravy Seals. I've been reading about the Navy Seals all week, and I thought, you know,
so
what?
They just show up and give you gravy.
We just show up and eat together, and I don't know,
watch each other's back,
work out.
Yeah, get there's tattoos, teams.
I guess, yeah, sure.
Someone's in charge of the meat.
We're Team Six, the elusive Team Six.
Anyways, got to remind you, programming change reminder. If you were listening to 24 Hours of Radio Hell last week, I mentioned that this week it's going to be the band Pizza Sub. Unfortunately, one of the members is sick with infected tonsils or something like that. So
food poisoning.
Food poisoning. Pizza Sub.
Get it. Got it.
Got it. So we will reschedule them as soon as we possibly can. So yeah, that's that.
Also, it was that thing was called the Eggnog Experience.
Thank you to Duncan McHugh, who was trying to call in, but
we were too busy.
Yeah, after last week of taking in phone calls, I don't know. I just thought it'd be Patrick Geraghty from Womack again. And if you listen to the show, it was all right. It was fun. It was just, but maybe not appropriate for 9 p.m.
Yeah,
it's more appropriate for 3 in the morning. Not that he was saying anything bad. It was really mellow. But anyways,
we played some Adrian Teacher, Shoot the Rapids. Mm-hmm. Then we kept it Nanaimo bass and played the Madonna bangers. Then we went over to Slam Dunk, and we played that at the wrong speed. That was awesome. And then
welcome to my show.
Welcome. And then we played B.A. Johnson called Love Equals NBA Jam.
And we played some NBA Jam.
Yes.
So 2 weeks ago, I went to my uncle has a house in a place called Tassis, which is a small... a village. It's not even a town. It's a village of 150 people that used to be bigger. It used to be like a mill town, and that got shut down. So people started moving away and all that stuff. So we went, but so somehow my uncle bought a house, and we went and we played some old video vintage PlayStation 1 games.
Yes,
including NBA Jam.
A lot of NBA Jam, and FIFA 2000.
And there was that one game, NBA Jam, where we lost by 1 point with like 2 seconds left. But I think that's the point of NBA Jam, though.
Yeah, we were on fire. we were heating up.
we just need more time.
Yeah, they just got us right at the end.
Yeah. Tassis was fun, though. What did you find interesting about Tassis? But actually, the thing that kind of blew my mind was the kids that grew up there.
The kids were scary. They were great.
They weren't. I don't think they were scary.
No, they were good.
But it just because it's a town of, so like 40 kids in the school from K till 9, or was it
K to 12?
K to 12. Sorry, K to 12. There's like 40 kids.
Yeah. So the way it works is there's a teacher who teaches K to 3, and then 4 to 8, and 9 to 12.
Yeah. And this year, there wasn't even a graduating class, because no one is in grade 12 this year.
No grade 12 this year.
Yeah.
Seven of them last year, but she said four were adults.
Yeah. And I guess because just growing up from, like, big city, I just didn't... And we were at the bowling alley, and it looks like probably all the girls at the school were hanging out there.
Yeah, six of them.
Yeah, all different grades.
Yeah.
Including the one that graduated a couple years ago, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Was hanging out, because you don't have, like, everyone is an adult in the town. You only get so many kids you have to hang out with. Your peers might not even be in your age group. They could be 5 or 6 years older and younger than you.
Can't be picky.
You can't be picky. It's interesting.
It was great.
Yeah. No, it's fun times.
But it's a good spot in the summer, supposedly, because there's a lot of fishing.
Yeah.
That's what they say.
Yeah, it's by the water. It's pretty. I think
it's beautiful.
Pretty.
Spot.
And it's nice and quiet.
Yes, very quiet.
No cell phones.
No.
If you got a boat, it'll be nice.
Yeah.
And it was a nice drive up there. So we went to Nanaimo as well.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
Had some Gina's Mexican food.
Yeah, which is quite good.
Fantastic.
We're not paid by Gina whatsoever.
No.
We didn't even get a discount. But it was good. It was kind of out of the way. It's a really nice looking
town.
The town, it's all right.
That's where Scott used to go.
But Gina, like I just said, it's a distinctive looking a restaurant. It's cool.
Nice views,
yeah. It's good.
Beautiful.
That's all I have to say.
That's it.
All of that. More music. What are we playing now?
Duffy and the Doubters. Keeping it local.
Keeping it local on 24
hours. 24 minutes of Radio Hell.
Yeah, pretty much.
Awesome.
Terrific.
You always wanted his character to be bigger than life.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is, without question, the greatest sports and entertainment event of all time. Be a part of it, Monday.
From 1 to 3 p.m.
The Parts Unknown Show on 101.9 CITR. Sometimes cosmoses collide.
Break your fingers!
I'm standing in a field, a field of questions. As far as the eye can see, is this what it means to be free? Or is this what it means to belong to the free? Bad time and good, to belong to being derided for things I don't believe. Lauded for things I did not do. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. Na 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 na. If this is what it means to be free, then I'm free. And I belong to the free. And the free, they belong to me.
What was talk about what the next song, what you just played.
We just
Bill Callahan.
We played some Bill Callahan for Regan because she really likes the flute on that song. And before that, we played some Watermelon because I think they kick total, they rule. And we're just queuing up some wicked beats here for Scott and Gord particularly.
Except the album, it's totally not. Okay, well, this might work. It's 666, sort of.
That's awesome. That's perfect.
It's six minutes. It's fine.
That's cool. Okay, this is for Scott and Tara.
Yeah. All right.
Get ready to rock it.
Oh, God. All right. Here we go. We'll be right back.
Liveband.com is Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar. New shows are added daily by the city's most active promoters, musicians, and by the driving force of the music scene, the fans. Liveband.com's listings are different because they are integrated with profiles updated by bands and business owners as they promote upcoming events. Check out the archives to see how closely we've worked within the community to put on the shows you love. Visit LiveMusicVancouver.com for the latest independent and major label event listings. LiveBand.com, Vancouver's community-driven concert calendar.
Are we talking?
Yeah, you're on. You're on the air.
We're on the air.
Caller, you're on the air. CITR Radio 101.9 FM, Ben with Darren from Oregon Trail.
Oh yeah, get ready.
What do we play?
I bring up the list. We played some Muscles. Well, first thing we did was played some Tool.
Yeah, as requested by your
for Scott. Yeah, definitely. And that was
from the album Anima. That was the one with the eye that moves. If you're from the
96.
Yeah,
96. Yeah, 96. And that was my first time in the CD room. Very well organized. Good shelving in there.
Good job. Good job, Luke Meat.
Good job, Luke Meat. Keep it up. Wonderful use of shelves. Then we played some Muscles, because why not? Jackie, love it.
Yep. No longer a band.
No longer a band, tragically.
Jackie is now in Korean Gut.
Korean Gut.
And Jarrett's in the band.
Yeah.
Yep.
And
Jarrett from Shipyards.
From every band.
Yeah.
And
he played twice on the show last week.
Yeah, that
in
makes sense.
Romwalk and Starship. No, Starship. No, Star Tropics.
I don't know that band.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's great.
Yeah.
And then we played TV on the Radio from the new album, and we talked about how we both saw
TV on the
Radio.
Off the air, yes.
Off the air. Off the record.
At the Piccadilly Pub, which used to be one of the venues in town. It's right next to Malone's on what is it, Pender and Seymour-ish?
Yep, exactly.
And a lot of shows used to happen there. It's one of it's pretty much where people, it's about the size of what the media club, you say?
Yep. A little thinner because it was really like long room.
But it's sort of the place where if you're too small to play Richards but too big to play, I don't know what is the other venue at the time, like Railway or something or whatever.
Yeah.
You played the Pick and TV on the Radio played there.
Yes.
They were getting some buzz, so it sold out the show, I think.
Yeah.
Must have.
Totally. And we didn't know each other then.
No. You were rocking on the front. I was on the side of the stage.
And Elizabeth opened, if you remember that band.
Yes. They are, I think we're going to try to get them on the show. They have a new album out.
Really?
And they're going to be on playing live on the show, I think, maybe at some point.
Yeah. They're super nice dudes.
Yeah.
They're great.
Yeah. Yeah. Shindig.
Runners up?
Runners
up. No, third place.
Yeah.
No, second place or third place?
They were third. They were a tough year. Was at the front, that hip hop band.
Yep.
And then a little band called They Shoot Horses, Don't They?
Yeah,
and
right.
And then it was Elizabeth, I believe. Yeah. That was the year.
That was the year.
Yeah. So around. And Elizabeth, yeah, played a lot of, I don't know, I remember the time it was opening up for like Franz Ferdinand.
Yep.
And opening up for, I don't know, Trail. I don't know if they did, but something like that. It opened up for these big bands at Richards.
Yeah, and they opened the TV on the Radio.
It's a good show. Anyways, I think this is it.
We're done.
For us. Yep, we played both the records.
Yeah, they brought they played the two records they brought.
Yeah, it's okay.
And we got to listen to B.A. Johnson.
Yeah, NBA Jam.
And NBA, yeah.
NBA Jam equals love, or love equals NBA Jam. What was it, pizza, love, NBA Jam?
No, love equals NBA Jam.
Love equals NBA Jam.
B.A. Johnson's on fire.
Yeah, he is on fire. Did you see him at Pets? Have you seen him? Have you seen him?
Yeah, last year at Zappy.
Oh. Have you seen him in Vancouver?
No.
Oh, God.
Only on the East Coast.
He only plays in Pets Pub, it seems like, and he always runs into the washroom during a set.
That makes sense.
And then people get wet.
Yeah, he's legend.
Yeah.
He's fantastic.
But, okay, that's it for now. If you tune in to listen to a live performance by Pizza Sub, unfortunately, unfortunately the virus, some sort of bacteria has consumed that. They're sick.
They're sick.
And they couldn't do it. We are rescheduling them as we speak.
Yeah, we're blogging it.
And they will be on very shortly, I promise you. So, which I just like, I've missed them every single time.
I don't even know who they are.
Yeah, they're really nice awesome. People. Yeah. Anyways, I do like to see them. So they are going to be on the show sooner than later. But in its place, we're going to play a rerun.
Yes.
of an old show. This is ages ago. This is the first Thursday of 2007, yes. January the 4th.
Yes.
So that's like 4 years ago. That was when I was still idealistic and
what?
I don't know. One life was
Chris Horrific was like 35.
oh.
It was, I don't know where that came from.
I'm glad
from.
You said it and I didn't.
I'm sorry.
So it's a show with your old band, Organ Trail.
That's right.
And Steve Nelson, which we're talking about, Machu Picchu and New Yorker.
The loveliest Steve Nelson.
Yeah. So this is what happened back
4 years ago.
4 years ago, and I can't remember it all, and I don't know. Anyways, here is Organ Trail with Steve Nelson, and after that it's going to be Ochre with Funk My Life. Once right here, stick around for that.
Wicked.
Give that to you.